وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about different characteristics of perfect human beings. In previous episode, we mentioned and we touched very briefly the issue of having righteous descendants and the necessity and reason beyond the fact that perfect human beings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes, ask normally their Lord to grant them the righteous descendants. As I said previously, one of the very wise points in this verse is that they haven't asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them righteous children. They didn't say hablana min azwajina wa awladina. No, wa dhurriyatina, meaning our descendants, even not the direct ones, even children of children, grandchildren of grandchildren. You know, when I have a descendant, it means that whoever is from my descendant has a connection with me, even after thousands of years, millions of years. This is a fact. Not only he inherits my last name, no, he has a connection with me. And as I said previously, the connection might be empirical and might be spiritual as well. And sometimes, although there is empirical connection, but there is not any spiritual connection. Like the story of Prophet Nuh, we mentioned before, that when the storm was going to demolish the whole land, since his son was an infidel, he didn't accept to join Prophet Nuh and his followers in the ship. Why didn't he accept to join the ship? Because he mentioned that I don't believe that there is a God who is going to make all of us sunk and drowned. No, I am able to rescue myself. I'm able to go to a very tall mountain and high mountain, and then I will be rescued. I will be safe there. As much as his father, Prophet Nuh, insisted, he didn't accept and refused to join them. Later on, when the water covered the whole land and everyone on the land was drowned, except the people who were with Nuh, I will elaborate on the issue a little bit more after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimi sallu alayhi Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallu alayhi ya mu'mini sallu alayhi. Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We've been talking about this prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes from Ibadur Rahman in chapter Furqan, that they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them righteous descendants. We said that the reason why they didn't confine their supplication, their request, their prayer to the direct children, rather they extended this request and they included their grandchildren and grandchildren of grandchildren, all of their descendants, is that there is a connection between every person and all of their descendants. So that's why the perfect human beings, the Ibadur Rahman, they ask their Lord to grant them righteous descendants. And we said that it is also possible that there is no blood connection between two people, but he is counted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's point of view from their family. We previously talked about the issue of Salman al-Farisi. We said that although he had no blood connection with the Prophet and his household, Prophet mentioned that Salmanu minna, he is one of our household, minna ahl al-bayt. It means that there is a different type of connection, which is a spiritual one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to emphasize this connection and its significance. So, as I said in previous episode, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant to ask righteous children and to have righteous descendants is quite a natural inclination and natural tendency. Besides, that from our Islamic teachings we learned that one of other benefits that we can take and have from having righteous children is the prayer. We are highly recommended that to pray for our parents and grandparents. Even we have some narrations that a person went to the Prophet and or to the one of the infallible imams, and he got a problem. So first of all, he had been recommended to ask his parents to pray for him, but he mentioned that they are not alive. So the imam or the prophet advised him to go to next to his parents' tomb and ask them to pray, because we believe that they are alive. They are listening to our words. They're listening to our prayer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to emphasize on this and puts this emphasis on this point, that this connection is going to stay until the day of judgment. There are some other examples that we previously talked about that in previous episodes. Inshallah, in the next episode, we are going to elaborate the next segment and the last segment of this verse and the last part of this prayer of Ibadur Rahman. Thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. See you soon.